Hello, this is Charles Kelly. I'm going to read you part of a scene from my novel, Pay Here. The narrator is Michael Callan, a reporter for the Phoenix Scribe. In this scene, Callan refers to an incident in his past when, as a homeless boy in Ireland, he almost froze to death clutching a cold drain pipe in the streets of Belfast. Callan recently went to the funeral of his ex-girlfriend, Rhea Montero, who had run a criminal gang. Now, as Callan continues to investigate the gang, someone has tried to kill him. To try to find out who, he confronts Arthur Morrison, a sleazy, good old boy lawyer who worked for Rhea. To get information from Morrison, Callan threatens to write a false news story about him to set Morrison up to be killed by other members of the gang. He was keeping his hands in his lap, but it was requiring an effort. All the laughter was out of him now, even the bogus kind. "You're a liar." A curious insult coming from a con man. "I'm a journalist. That's better than a liar. Who else can whisper through every keyhole in this valley of a morning? Can a sociopath be shocked? Poor Arthur." "You don't care at all," he said. "Nothing matters to you. You'd get me killed and make it all into a paragraph." "Yes." "Why do you hate me so much?" "I don't hate you at all. You're just someone I need." "You hate Rhea." Where had that come from? "I can't hate her anymore. She was no longer here to hate. Still, all I want to do," I said, "is to get a news story and stay alive." I clenched a fist in my lap, but kept it low so Morrison couldn't see it. "Don't try to redirect me. I am not the type of man who is easily redirected." "I know that. So did Rhea." I made myself reply, "What do you mean?" "She said she had to get you where you were weakest, but she couldn't find any weak points at first." "And then?" "And then she discovered you were starved for excitement." "Ah, she had been right about that." It went back to seeing myself wrapped around that drain pipe, watching myself die. Ever since, I'd been on the outside, regarding my own life and that of others. When I met Rhea, I wanted to be inside myself, even if I had to feel pain and cold, even if I had to risk hell. That's why I went with Rhea. I wanted to stake my soul to be sure I had one. Many journalists live very well without souls, but I didn't want to live that way anymore. "Excitement, is it?" I said to Arthur Morrison. "Well, I'm glutted with it now, because I'm playing with your life and mine, and I'm at the top of my game. I hope you can keep up, because you are going to play along with me."